Welcome back to Talkin' Baseball. Bill Lasky is joined now by one of the best analysts in the business. You can read his work at The Athletic, as well as on Twitter at Eno Saris, S-A-R-R-I-S. Let's bring in Eno this afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, well, you know, the comparisons on the Giants against the Dodgers are compelling. And you as an analyst looking for analytics have come up with some great theories. So let's jump into this right now. Let's talk about the barrel rate. And the barrel rate is a combination of exit velocities and launch angles that produce the best outcomes. So let's jump into this. Dodgers against Giants, what do you have?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, since we started measuring this in 2015, called the StatCast era, the Dodgers are, I think, second best in barrel rate in the big league. So they're all over the fact that you want to hit the ball really hard and high, and that produces the best batted balls, homers and doubles and all those things. Since StatCast was introduced, the Giants are 28th.
Wow.
So, you've got the Dodgers as the best in the NL and the Giants among the worst in the NL since 2015. But the fun thing is for Giants fans is that that's been turned on its head this year. The Dodgers are middle of the pack, and the Giants are third best in barrel rate this year. You've got guys like Belt, Longoria, Crawford, all having their career best years in terms of barrel rate. And it's something that is meaningful in a small amount of time. That's why we track it. It means something more than homers because it's a process stat. It tells you how hard they're hitting the ball, if they're hitting them in the right angles, and eventually the homers will come. But we're seeing tons of homers from these guys too.
You know, when you look at a game like they did in Cincinnati where they scored 19 runs and then yesterday when they only got two hits, does the comparisons, does it really change the analytics on that?
I mean, that's why you track something like this, is that, you know, maybe in the game where they only had two hits, they still had some barrels. And so, you know, as a player, there are outs, you know, in barrels. So, you know, so sometimes you'll barrel the ball up and it'll just scream right to the center fielder, or the center fielder will make a great catch or something like that. So sometimes these process stats can be useful to a player just to say, you know what, I'm hitting the ball well, you know, the good stuff will come.
The other thing that hitters do, of course, are improving the strike zone, swinging at balls in the zone, swinging at balls. Tell me a little difference on either one of those sides.
Yeah, here's, I think, the source of the better batted balls for these guys. You know, as you look at Longoria and Crawford and Belt, they're reaching at balls outside the zone. So they're swinging at balls outside the zone less than they ever have, really. As a group, the Giants have the third best reach rate in baseball. And guess who's in the top three? Dodgers, Padres, Giants.
Wow.
And when what happens with balls outside the zone is that it's usually poor contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a pitcher's pitch. And so what you're seeing is these guys, and when you talk to Donnie Ecker, the hitting coach for the Giants, and when you talk to Brandon Belt about this, I think that what they say is, I'm getting the best information at the right time in the way that I want to see it. So now these guys are really honing in on what pitches they want to see, what pitches they want to swing at. And you're seeing the Giants are third in walk rate in the big leagues. And you're seeing these barrels. I think that's because they're really tightening up the strike zone. They're only going to swing at their pitches.
Eno Saris joining us on Talkin' Baseball this afternoon. You could read his work at The Athletic. Let's get into pitching. Love talking pitching. Now, one of the biggest things is everybody's throwing velocity. Everybody's trying to get the 98 to 100. But you look it up, and you say the slider is being used more. Tell me a little bit about your information.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to study stuff. You know, I've been trying to pull stuff out from pitchers' stats because, you know, I think that it's amazing that you can just sort of look at a guy and say, oh, velocity, and look at the movement.
Right.
And I want to be able to pull that apart and say, this guy has great stuff. If only he did this better, or give him more of a chance because he has great stuff. And so I've been studying stuff for a long time, and I used to think that velocity was the most important part. what I'm finding recently is velocity is not the most important thing once you get to the big leagues. It's part of why you get to the big leagues.
Right.
But then once you get to the big leagues, to separate, I mean, almost everybody throws 93 now.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, you know, standing out by throwing 94, what actually matters more is if you have more drop, if you have more vertical movement on your pitches. And that's part of why the slider, you're seeing the sliders being thrown more than ever before in baseball. And I think that's partially because it has great movement. I talked to a pitching coordinator. He said, if you tell people a slider's coming in BP, they still have a harder time hitting it than fastballs. So there's something about the slider that makes it hard to hit.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I was a slider pitcher, so it's all the spin and the spin rates, and as tight as you get it, you always hear about Sergio Romo when he was pitching with the no-dot slider, mm-hmm. and it's just a difficult pitch to pick up. And as you say, the drop on it is the key of it. If you can tight spin it, and the more spin rate you get on it, it does drop, and it does quick drop. And that's what I think the slider
yeah.
movement does so much. And you talk about Whistler. He's got a good one, but it's inconsistent. That's why you don't want a pitcher to throw sliders 3 out of 4 pitches. So it is a quality pitch, as you're saying, and the movement on it is great. The strongest outcome
go ahead. That's a really interesting thing to say. A couple of things you said are really interesting. One is the quick drop. In fact, that is the combination that matters the most in stuff, is the quickness, the velocity of the breaking ball and how much
right.
vertical drop it has. So, yeah, the quick drop, that's big. I also agree with you. I remember Luke Gregerson and even with Sergio Romo, these guys, when they throw like 60% sliders, a lot of times they don't necessarily end up the closer. And managers seem to have a little bit of distrust. And I once asked a pitching coach about this, and I was asking about Romo, and I said, you know, do you just hang one if you throw so many? Do you just hang one every once in a while? And he said, yeah, that's the thing with sliders. So, you know, there is a point of no return, but the Giants throw the third most sliders in the big leagues, and that's partly Whistler, but it's also Cueto, Wood. You know, a bunch of people are throwing the slider more than they have in the past.
Yeah, and it's a quality pitch. I mean, back in the 80s when I threw it, that's what, you know, a lot of pitchers did. And, of course, my repertoire was sinker slider, so I was going on each corner different ways. And I'm sure that's what they think, too, when they have a cross seam or a two-seamer and they use that slider. But as we both talk about Whistler, he does it to the outside corner to a lefty, and that's one of the hardest pitches to nibble on because if you miss, the barrel of the bat nails it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting, mm-hmm. but I like to hear more about the slider because it's a quality pitch, and as you're saying, it's being used more. So we'll see how those comparisons work as the season continues. Let's go to ground ball rate. The Giants are just outstanding at this. They get so many ground balls, averaging probably 8 to 10 ground balls per starter. And as you look at the defense, number one in Major League Baseball. So the ground ball outs are more important, I believe. And now you have a fact for us.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are, I believe, first in the big leagues in ground ball rate. And the Dodgers are something like third. And what's interesting about that is that baseball for a long time was just going to the whiff. All they wanted was a strikeout, all about strikeouts. What we've seen with the Dodgers and Giants is a little bit of going against the grain. They've decided, you know, the sinker is out of favor. You talk about being a sinker slider guy. The sinker is out of favor in baseball because they want the four seam and the whiff. They want the swinging strike. They want the strikeout. But I think what the Giants and Dodgers have figured out is if you really pay attention to how you place your defenders, because I don't think that anybody on the Giants, you wouldn't pick them out to be necessarily. I mean, yes, Brandon Crawford has won a ton of Golden Gloves, but he's, you know, nearer to the end of his career than beginning. And same for Longoria. I think part of it is placing them right, shifting, and even not even big shifts, little shifts, move here, 3 steps to the right. I think they're doing a really good job of that, and then they've got guys who have really good sinkers. Tyler Rogers leads the league in ground ball rate, but they also have 4 guys in the top 14 in ground ball rate with Aaron Sanchez and Logan Webb. So, you know, they are really good at getting the grounder and then making an out of it. And if you can do that, you can do it for cheaper than going after the guys who throw 99 and get the strikeout.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's exactly, you know, the meaning of a pitcher, to try to get your ground ball outs. And as you say, the placement of the infielders means so much when they put the shifts on. Crawford's just having an outstanding year. So is Longoria on the left-hand side. So those two guys are just getting drilled every day by ground balls. But that's good, because that's where you want the balls hit, to your best infielders. Let's go to the last question here about velocity. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Velocity of Major League Baseball, what is the difference this year compared to the last couple of years?
Yeah, so there's been a constant march towards more velocity. Like I mentioned, you know, they're going for the whiff, they're going for the four seam, and so you're seeing velocity go up. But what's interesting is, like, the last 3 years or so, we got stagnant, and it was around 93.5 miles per hour was the average across baseball, and it was that for about three years in a row. So I was starting to wonder if, hey, maybe we're getting to the point where we can't add anymore. This is what arms can handle. But then Major League Baseball changed the ball this offseason. They wanted to deaden it a little bit, so you're seeing fewer home runs. But in the process of deadening it, they also lightened it. They took 2 grams out of the ball.
Wow.
And we just saw the biggest year-over-year fastball velocity increase that we've seen in 10 years. So right now, pitchers are throwing 94 miles an hour on average. And I think it has to do with the lighter ball.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a crazy thing, because they were just trying to make a ball that they can replicate that won't change that much year to year. But in the process of doing so, they made a ball that increased strikeouts by increasing velocity, increasing movement, and decreased homers. So not the best outcome, I don't think.
You know, Sars, again, great stuff. Love talking analytics with you and all the things we talk about with L.A. and San Francisco. It seems like it's a head-to-head match. And, again, we're right on to game number 2 today at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Giants and the Dodgers come up with game 2. But thanks again for your time this afternoon. And like I said, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Ina Saris on Talkin' Baseball. We're going to be right back on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.